Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, Mike Haas, Mike Detellier. We're at the Rouses on Veterans Boulevard, 2900 Veterans until 6 o'clock. Come on down and just get everything you need for all of your Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's Thursday. Man, it is just flying. We're going to talk to Zach Nagy. This is an LSU update, and it's brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU search and their next head football coach, keep it locked on WWL. And Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated, at ZNagy20. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me, man. It sure as heck been a chaotic week. Excited to talk a little bit of ball and obviously this coaching search with you guys.
Well, give us a lay. Just tell us. Just get it out of the way. So, because you're
right. Run with it, Zach.
It hasn't been a chaotic week. It's been a chaotic month. Tell us, what is the latest?
Yeah, man, no doubt. These last, let's say, two and a half weeks have been nothing short of chaotic. As to Brian Kelly got relieved of his duties, this program, this organization, the administration, they hit the ground running for this coaching search, and they identified Lane Kiffin as that number one target on the board. This was the one that they have been searching for. This is the one that they've honed in on, and there's been a ton of traction gaining their way. If we were talking last Monday of last week, I would have told you that Ole Miss was in a really strong spot to retain him and keep him in Oxford. Fast forward, it's obviously the end of last week in Florida, gained a ton of steam, gained a ton of momentum. And then the end of the weekend came in, and then early this week, LSU started to bring flying in that his family hopped on a private jet arranged by LSU officials and made their way to Baton Rouge to check out the city, high schools, real estate, et cetera. And then now here we are. A couple of days later, old Lane Kiffin met with the Ole Miss administration and decided that he's going to delay this decision. He wants to coach the Egg Bowl for the Ole Miss Rebels. And so now this delays it another 8 days. We'll see what ultimately happens from here. But LSU has positioned themselves extremely well in the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes.
Zach, if I was going to stay somewhere, and I know this is an important game with the Egg Bowl and playing Mississippi State, and I'm thinking about my players now, because those are the guys that kind of busted. But, you know, all those summer, you know, workouts and everything else and film work and lifting them weights and running, I'd want to kind of relieve a little bit of that pressure on them and say, you know what? Hey, guys, I'm staying. You didn't hear it. Okay, we heard it from Matt Rhule at Nebraska. We heard it from Cignetti at Indiana. He decides to stay. We've heard it from other guys that have decided that they don't want to actively be pursued by another team. Lane's different now. He's one of one. Believe me, y'all guys are going to find out real quick if he takes that job at LSU. He's one of one. But it's a strange sort of thing to put your athletic director in, that he's got to address this and says absolutely nothing other than we'll talk about it after the Egg Bowl.
Undoubtedly,
I think the lean is toward goodbye.
Correct. It's a unique situation, and you're spot on with that. And you got to think about the players. You got to think about those within the building. And he's not really doing that right now. He's definitely open to these other opportunities, flirting with these other opportunities. Well, Ole Miss is in the midst of a historic season, man. College football playoffs, they're on the cusp of it. And he's made the decision alongside Keith Carter, the Ole Miss athletics director, like you alluded to right there, that he's going to coach next week. And they'll make that decision next Saturday. all signs would point towards him departing Oxford. I feel like you said right there, if you kind of read the tea leaves, it would really point in that direction. These next 7 to 8 days are going to be absolutely fascinating once again. But LSU is feeling really strong in their pursuit of Lane Kiffin. It's definitely a unique situation, and certainly one that I have not seen in quite some time.
Yeah, one of the things, Zach, I would tell Virg Osberry if he was sitting next to me like Mike Hoss is make sure you get that signature on that contract quick, and just make sure it ain't Grandpa Munster with that invisible ink. Because, man, I'm just telling you, Lane is until you know for sure, man, I've had so many people. I know I got inside information. Those are the same cats that told me 2 weeks ago I got inside information that Nick Saban's got the job. He's just not announcing it. So that insider information is one thing, okay, and who knows where you're getting it from. My thing with Lane is you're not sure until he signs it. And that may be next weekend or whenever. More speculation, just like I think I got maybe 4 or 5 different people call me about, the word is that Coach Orgeron would be interested in joining Lane Kiffin's staff at LSU. I tell him, old news. We had Coach on 3 weeks ago. He said the exact same thing. He went on Barstool Sports, said the exact same thing. I think it was ESPN Jacksonville. He made that same comment. It would depend on who would be the head coach, but he would certainly strongly consider it. Man, they play this like this is new news. It's old news with it. But if you know the relationship between Coach O and Lane, they were at USC together. Coach O was with the Saints for a year, left, went joined Lane Kiffin and his dad at Tennessee. They spent 1 year in Knoxville, back at USC, and then, you know, it didn't work out real well for Lane, and Coach O took over to finish it. But that's a long-standing relationship between those two guys, and I think if he got the job, as Coach O said, I've never been officially contacted, which you can read between the lines, that officially stuff. That tie-in is there between him and Coach O.
It is. And the first part that you said right there, Mike, I love that because Lane Kiffin is obviously a crazy cat. We know that. You want to go get that signature and you want to lock things down as quickly as possible because until that ink dries or whenever that signature is put on paper, oh my goodness, he's gonna weigh all of his options. We've seen that throughout this coaching carousel and this cycle. So no doubt on that front. And then you flip the script to Ed Orgeron. Like you said, you had him on a couple of weeks ago, and I heard that. And this is a guy who has been open to really having a reunion in Baton Rouge. Having LSU stamp of approval now on this front is it's crazy. It's crazy is the best way to give it to you, Mike. And for me, who wouldn't want to have him on your staff right now? This is a guy, if his sole focus is recruiting and, of course, defensive line, you're going to be building a juggernaut. So him and Lane Kiffin's relationship, like you said, is longstanding. This is one that he's been open to for quite some time. Now you got to continue to get over that first hurdle, and that first hurdle is getting Lane Kiffin to Baton Rouge. Ultimately, time will tell on that front. But, man, if you can get over that first hurdle and then get over that second one of being reuniting him with Ed Orgeron, man, you're going to be putting yourself in a really good spot here.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What are you expecting tomorrow? I'll throw it to On the Field now. From Michael Van Buren. We saw him in his first start last week against Arkansas. I'll be honest with you, Zach. I thought he did a really solid job. He moved the pocket, made that big run at the end to get that first down over 30, I think it was a 35-yard run. But he didn't put the ball in harm's way. You know, again, difficulties when you get inside someone else's territory, inside the 40, to score touchdowns, you have to settle for field goals. Running attack was better, I should say, but it wasn't great. What are you expecting tomorrow? You're playing a team that's averaging over 31 points a game. So Western Kentucky can hum it. Now, defensively, sort of matzo-matzo with them, but what do you want to see improvement-wise from Michael Van Buren?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Mike. I loved what I saw from Michael Van Buren last week. And sure, it wasn't perfect. I don't think either of us are going to go out here and say that he played this flawless game. But he took care of the football. He made those intermediate throws that you want to see from him. Sure, there's still some accuracy issues for a young quarterback that's still evolving and doesn't have a quarterback's coach right now with Joe Sloan off of the staff. So this is a guy who's still evolving as a player, and he showcased that ability to extend plays, that ability to roll to his right and really get some yards on the ground, like you said, with that 30-plus yard run that he had against Arkansas. So I thought it was a solid first start, and I think it was a great way to set the foundation here in front of Tiger Stadium, his first start for LSU. I was really pleased with what I saw from Michael Van Buren, but now as you move forward into this week, it's about taking those next steps, unlocking that deep ball, trying to hit maybe a Barry and Brown, Aaron Anderson down the sideline on a 35-plus yard pass, try to extend plays and get those explosive plays intact. I think he set the foundation last week, and now you're playing against an inferior opponent in Western Kentucky. Try to take the top off. Try to see what you can do against this team. Sure, they can put points on the board, but ultimately LSU obviously is going to go out here on senior night and try to get a win in Tiger Stadium and go out with a bang on this home schedule. I'm excited to see what Van Buren can do. And then obviously you look at the defense, go out there and handle business, get a win, and put yourself in good position going into Oklahoma next week.
Just whipping through, you know, some articles today about the Western Kentucky game. And, you know, I think LSU will just eventually kind of wear them down, irrespective of how they kind of run the ball. You know, that's been, you know, a problem. And I kid you not, I saw like four headlines that said, can the Tigers offense finally work? And I'm going, we have been saying that.
Wait a
that
minute. That
headline,
seen this movie already.
That headline has been applicable for the last like 7 weeks. It's like you feel like it's there, but then it's not there. And so it's just kind of amusing to go, my gosh, we are asking the same question, you know, right now, 10 games in. It's the senior's last game. It's the last home game of the season, and it's the same question. And I don't know the answer. I don't think LSU knows the answer.
I bet they don't run it for a ton of yardage.
Yeah.
Based off of the movie I've seen before.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And we're sitting here, like you said, last home game of the year. We still don't know what this offense is truly capable of because we haven't seen them max out that potential. We haven't seen that kind of balanced offensive attack. We know that you can throw the ball a little bit. Sure, Garrett Nussmeier was hurt this year, and it wasn't necessarily the best year for him. But now you got Michael Van Buren at the helm, and you got to try to find a balanced offensive attack. I think Mike can sit with me and kind of back me on this. Harlan Berry is a just uber-talented player. Give him 15 to 18 touches this weekend. Let him unlock the ground game. Pass it to him in the backfield. Allow him to have one of those big games that we've been waiting for. But nonetheless, those headlines remain true. We have not seen this team really play to their potential offensively. Of course, you want to sit back and hope that they can do that this weekend against Western Kentucky in Tiger Stadium.
Zach, I think the big question moving forward now, and yes, I want to see Harlan Berry more. I want to see Tre'Davious Green. Come on, this ain't about plays. It's about getting it to your best players. Tre'Davious is a big-time player. From what you can gather, and I think this is going to be the $64 million question for if it's Lane Kiffin or anybody else, how many of these guys are going to stay here? Because we know all of them have representation, and they're getting calls already about leaving LSU. I think that, for me, it's not piecing together a staff and what you're going to get in other areas. It's keeping some of your core players in place. Because if you think that, okay, we LSU and all these guys are going to stay, you're kidding yourself. It's not going to happen. That new coach, he better kind of build the levee around Baton Rouge to make sure nobody escapes and goes somewhere else.
Undoubtedly. Roster retention is key this offseason for this program. That young nucleus of players that you have, it's outstanding. Whether it's Harlan Berry, DJ Pickett, Carius Kern, even Tre'Dez Green sitting as a sophomore, you have a young nucleus that really has the opportunity to take that next step this offseason and break out next year. The young players that you have are super talented. And then you can even look at a couple of upperclassmen that you want to retain and get on the field next year, that being Whit Weeks, after truly having a challenging year while battling that ankle injury and missing the back end of the schedule. So absolutely, roster retention is critical. I know, like you said, a lot of people want to sit back and talk about the support staff that this next head coach will bring in. But then kind of step number one is locking down this roster. And again, like you said, building a wall around Baton Rouge and making sure that these guys stay. Because this new age of the transfer portal, people are going to bounce in the blink of an eye and enter that and try to go find money and chase as much as they can. But LSU has a really strong support from an NIL perspective. Make sure that these guys on your roster are handled accordingly. Lock in those key young players like a Harlan Berry and DJ Pickett, and you're going to put yourself in a really good spot for this next head coach. You have a super talented roster. It just didn't work out this year under the regime, and now you get a new one, and now you got to make sure to retain this roster. Like I said, you'll be in a pretty good spot if you can do just that.
If I had to vote for an MVP on LSU's team today, it would not to think long. Mansoor Delane. Think about him coming in and what he did. He locked down one side and said, okay, I dare you to throw it. Now, here's the thing with Green. He made that mistake near the goal line. I don't question the play. I question where you threw it because he threw it a little bit inside and, man, gave Delane that opportunity to kind of uppercut right in there and make the play. Man, what he's done this year, I think we all thought he was a good player. None of us thought he would be this type football player. And he's the best corner or even defensive back at LSU since Stingley. And I don't think there's even a debate on that. Just too damn bad you only got him for 1 year.
Absolutely. And I'll be completely transparent. When I saw Mansoor Delane ultimately sign with the team and come to Baton Rouge, I thought this was more of a Swiss Army knife in the defensive backfield, a guy who could play a couple of different spots, but wasn't necessarily spectacular at one. And boy, did he put me to shame. I mean, this is a lockdown cornerback who's cruised up NFL draft boards and is in the conversation to be the number one cornerback off the board in the 2026 NFL draft. So, yeah, Mansoor Delane came out and really hit the ground running. And I love that you said that he's in that conversation, if not is the best cornerback since Derek Stingley. His numbers speak for themselves. He shut down one side of the field routinely. And, Mike, I'll tell you, he has not been healthy. He told us that on Tuesday night. He's been dealing with a little bit of a groin injury over the last couple of weeks, but he's been playing through it and continuing to have Corey Raymond's trust to put him out there on the field. Mansoor is an absolute beast, the true MVP of this team, and I really look forward to watching him at the next level because he's evolved this year, and I think the sky's the limit for him moving forward.
I got to laugh, and we'll let you go. But Corey Raymond told me in the offseason, he was like, hey, big guy, I'm going to tell you something. If our secondary don't play good this year, you can blame that on me. I think he was trying to tell me without telling me that Delane was a lot better maybe than even he expected when he came in from Virginia Tech. Zach, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always appreciate your time and insights.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You have a good one.
All righty. Thank you, Zach. Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and on social media. Also, listen to Sports Talk weekdays at 4 p.m. for your up-to-date reports, LSU insiders, expert analysis, and it's all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, you can count on WWL. If you have time, also, you can go on the AMFM.com and free on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.